Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time. From the latest news and rumors around the sports world,
Angels.
To the sound bites you need to hear,
hurry.
It's Quick Hits.
All right, Steelers quarterback Will Howard went from Kansas State to Ohio State to national champion to the NFL in roughly 12 months. And when he appeared on the Not Just Football podcast with Cam Hayward, he said it could have gone differently.
Thought I was going to end up at Notre Dame. And a lot of people don't know this. Like, this was very under wraps. But they ended up signing Riley right before I was about to commit. Like, I was about to commit that day. Like, I call my agent and he's like, sorry, buddy. Like, they just told me they took Riley. And I was like, what? Like, they weren't even talking about it. And so that pissed me off. And a lot of people didn't know that that had happened going into the national championship. So I remember, like, the general manager was standing on the sideline right where we were warming up. And I was just staring daggers through him the whole warm up.
All right. Would the quarterback reverse have done anything differently for Ohio State or Notre Dame if you just swapped the quarterbacks?
Probably not.
Could you have been even better with Riley Leonard? I don't know.
I just wonder. I mean, that sounds mean to Will, but I think he could have accomplished with Jeremiah Smith. I think he could have accomplished everything that he wanted to accomplish.
Yeah, I think between Will Howard,
how great the defense was.
I actually think the only true upgrade.
I mean, Will was really good in the playoffs, though. We do have to give him credit here.
Yeah, I think the only true upgrade would have been Cam Ward. Right? Remember that had been one of the names they were interested in, but Will Howard versus Riley Leonard would have been it's a really fun, like, what if, just because I think almost any quarterback in college football at that level, we're talking about like power four quarterbacks that you could have gotten in transfer, you were going there and winning that.
Yeah, which kind of stinks if you're Will Howard, because he's got to know that and he's got to kind of accept that. But it's also the part of his story. I bet he just doesn't care.
I'm going to go ahead and say he really doesn't care.
Yeah, I just bet he just does not care. Good for him. National championship. All right, we'll talk about quarterbacks and either their cockiness or their lack thereof in certain instances. With Tua, he was speaking to the media. Bills favored by 12.5 in this one. So far, it's the biggest point spread in the NFL this season because the Browns ended at 11.5 last week. And Tua gave, I think, too much confidence too much praise to Josh Allen.
Dude, he's top tier. You know, if it's not with his arm, it's with his legs. You know, that dude can do literally anything he wants. So definitely different skill set for me. I can't do half of what he does when it comes to running the ball and any of that. And then with how he can just chuck a ball down the field, you know, with how far and the arm strength that he has, he's supreme when it comes to that.
It's honest. It might just be a little too honest for my liking.
You don't want him. You want him
not
to be
that
like,
much.
You want him? He's don't a little
glaze
overrated.
Him. Yeah, don't glaze him that much. No.
But I think he's just saying the truth. You want him to lie?
No, we know he's saying the truth. Yes, in this instance, I want him to lie. I want him to go into this game not thinking he's a less than quarterback compared to Josh Allen. And yes, he is a less than quarterback. I'm happy that he's got the awareness of it. Maybe the Dolphins would win more games if he didn't have the awareness of this, though.
I still am on the idea that Tua and Haley Welch or whatever her name is should have a podcast called Talk Tua to Tua.
Talk Tua to me?
I was thinking Talk Tua to Tua.
Talk Tua to Tua.
Yeah, or Tua to Tua.
I don't think Tua. I don't think he spits on that thing.
Talk Tua Tua.
Man, she really went away really quick, didn't she? Yeah, I mean, she was there for a while.
It's almost like coming up with some sort of false currency and duping people into doing it. It's almost like that costs you something.
Which is funny, because if she would have come up with one of those adult websites that you pay a subscription to,
yeah,
$50 million.
I still think she's making it. She's doing
$50 million. She could still probably make about $25 million if she did that. But
who's better
at
what they do? The Hawk Tua girl or Tua Tagovailoa?
Tua right now, because I haven't seen Hawk Tua girl in a year.
It's true.
She's just gone. She's like
we are about 3 minutes away from an OnlyFans.
It's so much money that's right there for her. If she would have done it at the peak of it, I'm telling you, no one would have made more money than her on OnlyFans.
Every video that nobody would see of her is her going, all right, I'm going to ask you a question. What do you like to do in the bedroom?
Omaha!
It's like... Yeah. One question.
Max is just hitting the Omaha button repeatedly.
He's trying to keep his hands busy over there.
Yeah, well, easy over there.
Hand check. My turn, right?
Yeah, you.
Justin Herbert is balling out for the Chargers at 2-0. Fans have pointed out that he's been on a different level since he began dating Madison Beer. Many Chargers fans think this is the woman behind all the success here. Is the Haley Steinfeld, Josh Allen effect real for Madison Beer with Justin Herbert?
No, Herbert was good last year, too. It just he stunk up the joint in the postseason and the postseason game that he played in, and so nobody wants to hear it. He's been good since Jim Harbaugh. The fact of the matter is, Jim Harbaugh is the relationship that we really need to be highlighting, not the one with is it Haley Beer? No, Madison Beer. Madison Beer.
Well, I'm just going to say, I was a shell of a man before I met Vanessa. And over time, she has sculpted me into a somewhat respectable man. I would be nothing without my wife. I think we're starting to learn. Yeah, sure. He had a rocket for an arm before Madison came along. Sure. Gorgeous hair. Hate him for that hair. Be sure. But he wasn't this guy. He wasn't 2-0. I'll tell you that. He lost games.
He wasn't 2-0.
Before Madison Beer.
He definitely was this guy
last
year.
Now he's undefeated.
The odd thing is that, so maybe if he does it in the postseason, I'll buy into this. If he does it in the postseason, I'll say, Madison, you might have just been the difference. But no, the marriage to Harbaugh, that's the real marriage that Chargers fans need to focus in on. I don't even know. What is Madison Beer from? I don't even really know her. I know
she's
the name.
She's from the attractive part of the internet.
I know the name. I don't really know any. I can't describe anything else that she's from.
The thirsty Twitter, right?
Can we get a single yeah, anything? Okay. She's a singer?
I've never heard her sing one lick of a note, but I've seen thousands of pictures of her. Okay, that didn't sound great. What I mean is...
How many photos have you seen?
I mean, on Twitter.
How long are you staying on that internet? So you're the thirsty corners of the internet that you're talking about, okay?
No.
You can be our thirsty corner of the internet. We have a WNBA correspondent. If you want to be the thirsty corners of the internet correspondent, we have that open for you.
And we now go to the Gooner expert on Afternoon Drive, Nick Wilson. She fine.
I mean, you guys are Boomer and Gooner.
It's Boomer and the Gooner.
On the fan.
She's hot.
216-474-0092.
Do we debate who's old and who's hot?
It's like, which one of us?
I'm old, she's hot, it's great.
Which one of us? No. Is Madison Beer.
By the way, what a play that would have been if I just had every idea who Madison Beer was. But I'm like, my wife's listening. I don't know who Madison Beer is. I genuinely have no idea who she is.
Sure. Wink, wink.
No idea.
Me neither.
Just Googled her for the first time.
John Kuhn, Packers Radio Network, Packers. Former Packer and the Tundra Green Bay podcast. We'll see how rosy things are in Green Bay and what he thinks about this game on Sunday in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.